So I'm speaking now with Bailey Greetham Clark from Be Great Fitness, the founder of Be Great Fitness, who I spotted recently while they did a video with the icons that are Jess and Norma. Very, very jealous. We'll come on to that a little bit later. Tell us, for people that don't know, what Be Great Fitness is and what it's all about.
So Be Great Fitness is a community-focused health and wellbeing company that I started at 17 in the middle of the global pandemic. It is it's so much more than just a business. It's a mission. It is a community in itself that is on a mission to make sure fitness and sport is accessible to everybody. We're trying to break down the barriers for every single group and ensure that there's not one thing stopping anyone from accessing some level of fitness and sport. We work in care homes, we work in schools, community centres, we work with charities, all aimed around getting people moving.
Not many people at 17 think, oh, I know, let's start a business. And not many people in the pandemic thought, this is a good time to set up a business. So what was it that made you think that?
So for me, yeah, I don't know. It was quite crazy, actually. For me, fitness helped me out of a really dark place. I suffered a lot with my mental health. I ended up taking a year out of school, and it was running and fitness that got me back into a good place. I remember my first ever run was in plimsolls and a pair of jeans, and I'd spent a year outside of school. I'd been sort of threatened to have been excluded and or asked to leave, so we chose to leave and went into this sort of quote-unquote form of homeschooling. And in that year, I developed anxiety, I put on a lot of weight, and I lost myself as a young teenager. And it wasn't until I went on that first run that I really found myself again. And it was just, it was all about making sure that other people had opportunity to access that. So in the pandemic, it felt like I'd gone back to where I was as a young teenager, locked away in my house, struggling. And I thought, okay, well, fitness helped me. What's to say it can't help everybody else? And I saw other incredible people out there helping others in the pandemic. And I just wanted to do my part. I started working with a group of adults with additional needs, making sure they had access to free online Zoom classes. We did a fitness session every week. And then big news outlets picked it up, other charities picked it up. And before I knew it, I was running projects for MS, Parkinson's, children in need, schools, care homes, community centres. And just found that I love this, and we can make it accessible, and people don't have to have any barriers. Nobody should have any barriers. And I felt it was probably my mission to do that. I thought it was necessary, but I suppose back then I didn't realise it was me who was going to make that difference.
And this is the thing, like, a lot of people will say, well, what makes you different from all those other people on TikTok and social media that are giving fitness advice, giving fitness tips, but you're doing it for a set of people that may not have the usual means to be able to get fit.
Yeah, exactly. The fitness industry these days is very crowded with lots of quick tips, 6 week six packs, and lots of other unachievable, but unnecessary goals that we put our bodies through, and we strain ourselves and we hurt our own mental health with, by looking at all this, thinking it's how we should be, thinking it's what we should do, when in actual fact fitness and health is just about joyful movement. It's about being able to love the fact that we can move our bodies in certain ways and do things that make us happy, and that again should be accessible to everybody. So that is what makes me different, if you will. I haven't even thought about what makes me different. We just sort of get on with it. Mm. We just help who we help, and that's it. I look at certain groups, and, you know, don't get me wrong, it's not just working with people with a lack of mobility or who may struggle usually. We've worked with the general pop on so many occasions. We've created women's only safe spaces to exercise. We've worked with schools delivering PE lessons, but it's just about our community ethos and our different way to delivering it on how we sort of stand out from the crowd.
And setting up that business at 17, being, you know, not kicked out of school, but having left school, and not having as much knowledge as, you know, some people may have.
Yeah.
How did you find that process? Was it easy to find the information that you needed to how to set up the business? Or
I guess I'm very impatient. Mm. That's probably my hamartia. I'm so impatient. So it was just, it was a combination of my absolute impatience of wanting to get things done and my drive from that. But I got into boxing at a young age, so that gave me a lot of drive and motivation in itself, a lot of guidance. I did manage to get back into school in the end.
Mm.
I left school with decent grades. But I was lucky enough to just find a local group in Grimsby called E-Factor that gave out free business support, and I just bugged them, absolutely bugged them. I would bike to the business centre in my suit. I had like a blue navy suit from prom. And I would bike. That's the only thing I had. Yeah. I changed the tie to floral tie in prom, sorry, but I changed it to a classier tie. And I'd get on my bike and it'd be raining and windy, and I'd sort of bike down to the business centre, and Julie Sweeney, bless her, was the one that handled sort of my startup. And she'd set me a goal, and I'd finish. I'd go home and I'd do it by the end of the day. And I'd email her and I'd be like, I've done it. Look, what's next? How can I progress? How can I progress? So I was lucky that we had that business support.
And you not only had the business support, I'm going to mention it because your dad's in the room with us, very quiet, just so that the listener knows. What support did you have from your family with regards to that?
I've been really lucky in the sense of support. I mean, if we strip it back financially, I used my, I think there was a time between a certain year, 2002 and 2007 or something, where you got a free government fund for being born within that year. So I think I got £1,000 or £2,000 from the government for being born within a certain time. That was meant to go towards my car. I used that to start my business up, which was really good. So that was quite a risk. So for my parents to let me do that, in itself, for them to trust me to start a business instead of to put that towards my driving lessons and my car, that in itself shows the independence that I had and how lucky I was to have supportive parents and for them to be there and say, do you know what, we trust you on this occasion, we think you know what you're doing. You know, I was studying construction at college, I was studying construction at Anglian Water, ready to go on a salary and a pension and a job straight away and have a company van. I was set up for the next 50, 60 years in my career. I did really well in college for that construction industry, and it just didn't feel right. So my family, yeah, looking back, it's quite a shock that they were just so easy with me going and changing careers like that from such a safe option to starting a business. My dad had a business and multiple businesses himself when he was younger, bless him, and sort of understands the harshness and the reality of running a business. As much as you see the incredible stuff we do online and it's great and it's fun and I love it and I get to work with people, there's so much more behind running a business, because I wouldn't be able to go and do all these TikTok videos and show the world what we're up to if I also didn't sit down and do all the sales, all the marketing, all the finances, all the, you know, I've got a team now and managing staff in itself is really tough. But yeah, it's I've had some great support. They've let me be independent, and I think that's done me a world of good.
Incredibly kind of brave of you to open a business during the pandemic when a lot of businesses were thinking, actually, it's probably time for us to close.
I think my quote-unquote braveness was more a lack of knowledge, a stupidity, if you get what I'm saying.
But it's worked out well.
Yeah, absolutely, because I didn't have a clue about business. I didn't have a clue about the workings and about finances and about what a business looks like. Mm. I just wanted to do these sports sessions and fitness sessions with people. So I don't think it was braveness. I think it was just not actually understanding how it would work. And sort of because of that, I could take the risk, and I didn't know what the potential downfalls was. It was all just, oh, wow, if I get this. I remember after I quit my college course, I got a part-time job at a marketing sales in a fashion shop. And I think I was earning like £150 a week. So in my head, it was just, as long as I get to there, then I'm matching what I was already earning, and sort of I quit that job at 18, and I went fully self-employed at 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really special. But on this occasion, I then got to do what I enjoyed. I got to work with people.
How has being named in 30 Under 30 and also doing a TEDx talk locally helped kind of grow yourself but also grow the business?
Yeah, I guess my head is that far into our work that I don't really get a chance to take a step back and look at that. But it does help. It adds a level of... think the best way to put it is I spent 3 years shouting my absolute head off about the good work we're doing. Mm. And that's great. You can shout about yourself. You can shout about yourself. And you should shout about yourself. But it's not until other people start shouting about you that you start seeing that credibility come through. It adds this level of credibility. The TED Talk, the 30 under 30 list, that's other people looking at my work and going, yeah, that's credible.
Yeah.
That's important. And that means a lot. So as much as you can shout about yourself, once other people start shouting about you, you know that you're adding that certain level of credibility. I can look at my work and go, I'm proud of it, but now other people are proud of it too. And that shows when we're working with new people, clients, going on radio shows and stuff. It just adds this sort of credibility. Yeah, I keep going back to that word, but it does. It backs you up in the sense of, I can shout about myself, but look at everybody else who's shouting about me now as well.
And you mentioned about other people shouting about you. You recently did a video with the icons that are Jess and Norma. How was that? How did they come to you? Did you go to them? Like, how did it all come about?
So we have been on TikTok, or I have been on TikTok for a year and a half. Mm. And TikTok is a real difficult app to crack. And I still haven't cracked it. I'm nowhere near cracking it. But what happened was we started showing just my work with people in care homes and people with additional needs and uploading it again and again and again. And it started getting a bit of attention. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. People genuinely care about this. Mm. The comments were amazing. We had so much support. Our followers were going up. Our views were going up. And we just kept uploading. And people like Jess and Norma, I saw they liked one of our videos. Mm. That's all. They didn't comment. They just liked it. But
yeah.
I managed to see it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. Okay, I know who they are. That's ace. So I just emailed their manager. I just thought, what are the chances? You know, I'm doing some great work there. We had about 15,000 followers at the time. And I thought, let me just reach out. Let me just see if they'll be up for something. I don't know. They've got 2 million followers on TikTok. They're just going to ignore me probably. But they replied, and I pitched them the idea of me doing some exercise with Norma to try and help spread awareness about exercise at home and exercise within the elderly and exercise with, you know, sort of combining generations. I know a lot of the appeal for Jess and Norma is the fact that this is their granddaughter being full-time carer, looking after her grandma, having a great time, giving her a great life and giving back. And I think there's a level of appeal to my content as well to show that this is a 20-year-old lad going into care homes and showing that the younger generation does care. We get such a bad reputation because we go to uni or whatever we do, or we go into the trades and we like to have a bit of fun. But you know, the bad rep that comes onto the younger generation is crazy, because we do care and we just don't always get perceived as the caring kind in the media. So I think there's a level of perception and there's a level of appeal to the audience that I have to show that there's a 20-year-old going in and working with these lovely older people in care homes. Mm. So I reached out and I sent the email, and they came back literally immediately and said they loved the idea.
Yeah.
Jess was about to go on holiday, so they sort of said, yeah, we'll get back to you when Jess goes on holiday. I thought, okay. Yeah, thanks for coming back to me. Maybe they won't get back. And they did straight away. As soon as Jess got back, they said, let's arrange it. Me and Dad drove straight down to their house, which was incredible, to actually get to be where all their videos are filmed. And we just had fun. They were just the exact same as they are on TikTok. The exact same. The banter, the looks with each other.
The dryness from Norma.
Yeah, the dryness from Norma, exactly. Yeah, and she doesn't hold back. In the video, bless her, you saw that she was not excited at first to do some exercise. And then obviously when the end of the video happened, she said how much she enjoyed it, which was few, because Jess asked her when we were gone. Jess said, so she couldn't even, you know, it wasn't a polite lie. Yeah. She was like, did you enjoy it then? So she could have easily said, no, I hated it.
Yeah.
And they'd have still uploaded it, I reckon, you know, because it's real. They post real stuff. There's no fakeness to what they post. So, yeah, it was a relief when she said she enjoyed it. But, yeah.
I mean, it's a good job, though, that, you know, Norma did enjoy it, because, again, it shows people exactly what you do with people of that age, you know, whether in care homes, whether you go to their houses like you did with Norma, etc. Yeah. And it shows how effective it can be.
Exactly. And I think one of the key things to share with that is, although we use a variety of equipment like resistance bands and blow-up balls and boxing gloves and tennis balls. These can all be done with tins of beans and a dressing gown tie or whatever. These and this is what I sort of want to show maybe on a video coming up soon, how you can swap things out, because this can be done easily at home and it's so, so beneficial for everybody. Once you stop moving, you absolutely lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it. And I say that all the time because it's so important to keep going. You see people retire and the week after. I saw it with my own granddad, bless him, you know, retired and what was it, a few months after, went into serious illness, straight into hospital. We were saying our final goodbyes. And he's an active man, but as soon as he retired, you just stop and your body sort of quits on itself because it's lost its purpose. That sounds really bad, but you know, we do spend a lot of our life working and we put our everything into it, and as soon as we stop that, our body's thinking, what's going on? So you've got to keep active. You really do have to keep active, whatever it is, and you can do that so easily at home. Luckily granddad pulled through and he's on the recovery now, but not everyone gets the opportunity to pull through.
No, and some, particularly the older generation, are very determined, very stubborn. I know my granddad, when he had a stroke, he was worried about kind of how to get back into fitness and staying fit and stuff. And he was determined. He was like, even if I just walk from here to the end of the street, you know, that is good for me.
It is. Yeah. It absolutely is good. People think because they're not doing a 30 to 1 hour HIIT class where they're sweating and hitting 1500 calories, they think, oh, well, I may as well not do anything at all then. But something is better than nothing.
Definitely. And in the run up to Christmas, which we are now, I hate to say the word Christmas.
I mean, run up, we are nearly there, to be fair.
What advice would you give people, particularly when it's cold and wet like it is today, of ways to stay fit while keeping warm and indoor, like indoor activities that they can do to keep fit?
So, especially around this time of year, and this was what my TED Talk was called, I always go back to it, joyful movement. Now, what that means is, find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's a sport, whether it's a class, whether it's swimming, you know, if you're of the older generation, whether it's a, you know, some kind of low impact sport, walking, football, there's lots going on. And there's always lots of charities and organizations and even organizations like myself that are running indoor activities. Right now we have a series of activities running in the Grimsby area that are all been funded. They're all free to access, seated exercise classes where you can come, have a cup of tea, do a bit of movement and just keep active. But yeah, find something you enjoy. It's going to be much, much easier. That goes through the whole year as well, but it's especially at Christmas when it gets cold, because running gets a little bit harder and getting out gets a little bit harder, and it's a little bit more energy and effort and it's darker at night. But if you actually enjoy that activity, let's say you're on a netball team, if you genuinely enjoy participating in that netball team and you finish that netball session and you're absolutely sweating and you've had a good workout, but you've spoke to people, you've built up your own little community within that, you've built up friendships and relationships, then you're hitting so many of life's musts. I think for me, I live life looking for three things. It's conversations, relationships, and new experiences. So by finding something you enjoy, you can hit so many of those absolute musts of life while also just keeping active. And sometimes you forget you've even worked out.
And like you say, if you enjoy it, you forget you've worked out. It doesn't feel like exercising. If people want to use your services, how can they find and get in touch with you?
So begreatfitness.org is our website. We're also pretty much Be Great Fitness on all social medias. Instagram is B_GreatFitness. Facebook is Be Great Fitness. LinkedIn, Be Great Fitness. My TikTok personally is Bailey, but it's _BaileyGreetum. That's where you can see a lot of my work within the older community. And just reach out, email us. My email is bailey@begreatfitness.org. I'm always an email away. The amount of nice messages I get and support and questions I get now, I have not ignored one yet, which is going to get really tough as we grow. I think I'm on 30,000 TikTok followers now, but I'm on a mission to try and sort of not ignore any. I think I've replied to everybody, every serious comment or every serious question I have replied to, because people need help and they're not just sending it for the sake of it. And if I can help, then I absolutely will. So if it's an exercise class, if it's just advice, if it's anything like that, we're launching a new subscription service online at the minute. We've had so many questions and we're trying to figure out how to help that many people. I've really been sort of annoyed because yes, I am replying, but it's so difficult when you've got so many messages coming through and you want to help them all. So right now we've launched a Mobility Matters subscription service. We've stuck to our ethos of as low as possible when it comes to costs. So it's £3 a month. We'll be uploading once a week a workout plan, a workout video, and a little blog behind that, all based around seated exercise for people with lack of mobility. Because again, people are messaging me. There's 30,000 people now in this community of followers that I have, all wanting to join in, wanting to get involved, and we felt that was the best way possible. So we're going to be launching that service pretty soon. I'm really excited for that because it means they'll be able to become part of this community and use these more in-depth exercise plans, routines, workouts on a more personal level. We even added a chat room so people can chat directly to me, which cuts out all these Instagram requests that I don't always see and whatnot. So yeah, that's on the cards. That's
really exciting. Such a great idea and such a low cost as well. Just to remind people as well, you're not just Lincolnshire based, but how far do you go?
So it all depends. I mean, we are trying to expand. In January, we're looking at Hull, Scunthorpe and Lincoln for our expansion plan, which is really exciting. But if there's a care home there that wants to work with me, like we've had one in Mexborough, reach out. I don't usually work Saturdays. I try to take some downtime on weekends, but they reached out and they're really keen. They've been watching our videos now for a while. And I just said, yeah. So we're going to go down to Mexborough. So if there is a care home out there, or somebody who's struggling and they're really keen to work with us, yeah, reach out. We're in London in the new year doing some work and all sorts, so I don't want to limit our potential. If we've got time, we'll make it, because again, accessibility is so important, and if I can be the one that makes exercise and sport accessible, then you best believe I will.
Listen, thank you for all the great work you do. Thank you for coming in and speaking to me, and I shall let you shoot off to Mexico.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. It means a lot. Appreciate it.
No worries. Cheers.